Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. My name is Veronica Entwistle. What's your name? You're going to call in and tell me today, I think. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. And, you know, we've just gone through a series of universal flutters, I don't know, universal energy blurbs that have really shaken up a lot of people. And we talked a bit about it before. And remember, I was talking to you about releasing defenses and resistances. And it seems as we've plotted our way through these eclipses, there are three of them every couple of weeks, or three of them a couple of weeks apart. I don't know about you, but my energy fields were going really bonkers, and people's lives were going through some tremendous changes. Because the thing about Radiance by Design is that we're wanting to radiate at a higher and higher level in order to, what, learn lots of healing and lots of connections with people that are of a higher, more transformative level, and that completes a lot of our journey on the planet. Instead of running the same old cycles and the same old patterns, we've been wanting to clear patterns. So I want to say that the eclipses and the full moon in Capricorn, what was it, July the 5th or 7th or something like that, all of those heavy-duty influences in the universe, and I don't always track these things, but I felt them so intensely that I really did this time. But that was in Capricorn, and that one was all about bringing up and clearing limitations that came from family of origin. And then a couple more eclipses, and the latest one, I said to a lot of people on Jackie's show or on my shows, but I felt like I was some cotton candy in a cotton candy machine. I kept being spun and spun. And I love to do my sacred geometric meditations where we spin a lot. It was like that, only I was walking through days. I was working. I was going shopping and stuff. And inside, I felt like I was being spun and spun. And I know some of you had some pretty strange reactions to all that as well. So I'd love to hear from you as I carry on with this show today. And what I sent out in my and Radiance by Design is that we want to choose what we radiate out. We don't want to radiate out our turmoil, our frustration, our sadness, our abuses, our karmic stuff. We want to start that whirling, spiraling updraft. So we're radiating out. I'm changing, I'm growing, I'm meeting the evolution of our times right up through 2012. And beyond. Sounds preposterous, doesn't it? But really, as we raise our frequency, we change our reality, and that's what I always like talking about. So we worked on releasing defenses, or at least becoming aware of how defended we are. Aravinda, who I love to quote, says, "A defense and resistance block our innate enlightenment." So that really was a wonderful thumbnail for me to start working on with you. And now I'm seeing so many other phases that have to do with it. For example, life reviews. Over the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've been hit with life reviews. How many of you have experienced that? Those are feelings of dropping back to, say, some other time where maybe I thought, some other dramatic time in my own legends in 1968 or 1972 or 1976, where I thought, oh, well, that was just then, and this happened and that, and oh, poor me, or wonderful me, or whatever. And suddenly getting this almost a frozen awareness where I can't get away from it. I'm really in it. And I see what reactions I put into the world at that time. I see how my attitude was. I see how my personality was. And it's just so discombobulating, I want to say, some of it, because it's not always pretty. What I hear is once we cross over, we go through kind of intense life reviews anyway, and some of you have had near-death experiences, and you've gone through them then. So I want us to talk about life reviews, and what are we learning, and what are they for, and how do they tie in with all these cleansing and clearings that you and I are busily doing in order to release ourselves from, and this is the ultimate goal, the tyranny, the command of our subconscious energy, of our lineage drives, of drives that we're not choosing today, but have just been pushing us into experience for maybe millions of years. So, and I love to do the sacred geometric structures, and some of you enjoy it, so let's do it together. Let's go in there, but today we're going to go through I always like to start with, after we've done our spinning, I'd like to start with a vision of who we are and what it is we want to be like, then a project we want to be involved in. And then the sacred, I call it the galactic healing room. And in that galactic healing room, we bring in a team of beings. We call them in. And many of you have different types of beings. Some people just sense them, and some people actually know them. And that doesn't really matter. They come with consciousness, with love, with support. And let's, in that healing room today, let's ask for some help, however that shows up, with our life review. And if you'd like, you can go in there and just do some healing on other people and yourself. But I think I'd like to go in there and talk to them about my life reviews and see what other parts of my history need to come on up. Once, when you're in the middle of a life review, it's interesting that you're actually unhooking and releasing yourself from some patterns that occurred from there, or maybe some self-deception that, you know, you think, oh, it was always someone else or whatever. Then you begin to understand who you were and how you were at that time. It's really healing if we let ourselves have, as someone said, have the courage to be with those very experiences. So I want us to do the sacred geometric structure right now, which is a great place, a great resource and research center for all kinds of things, meditation, healing, just being quiet, or setting up frequencies that will help protect you from being swallowed up in the mass consciousness. Not that you're better than everyone else, but we believe, so many of us, that becoming truly who you are, getting into your Dharma, is the aim, is the goal. And also, having a meditation is really to relax us all, isn't it? And drop us into peace and love of self. Yum, yum. So close your eyes. And above your head, about 2 miles, see a golden ball, a beautiful golden ball. It's so radiant. I always get a lot of white in the ball, like it's platinum as well as golden. And put the golden ball below your spine, about 40 feet. From the upper golden ball, right through your spine into the lower golden ball, a filament of light. And then from the upper golden ball, drop your four-sided pyramid, and all its lines are a bright, bright gold light. And it stops at about waist height and maybe 20 feet outside of your body. And then knead it upside down with another golden pyramid whose point sits at the lower golden ball. So you're in an eight-sided figure called an octahedron. Now create your crystal ball, and inside of that crystal ball, there you are in a disc, a crystalline disc. And I'd like you to start spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning in that disc. Spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. That's it. Boy, I get dizzy when I do that. Okay, now look up in front of you, and on the crystalline grid in front of you, I want you to put yourself in an image or in a presentation where you are what you want to be. Now, I always want to be more multidimensional, to come from the heart, to be growing, expanding, be unlimited. That's it. And I don't know what you want, but you put it up there and be in that image yourself. Feel so good. Good. Now wrap that in light so it can stay active, and then move to the next picture, which is you doing a wonderful project that you want, whether it's a home and family or whether it's a business or relationship or whatever, book. Yeah. Whatever it is you want to do as a project, let's see you in there. And see the people that can help you and bring it to you and the resources that flow from it and to it. Mm-hmm. That the resources are ongoing and they come to sustain it. So how happy you are and how successful your project is. Boy, doesn't that make you creative? Yeah. I love that part. All right, wrap that part in light so it continues to stew your project. And now let's call ourselves up the Galactic Healing Center. We're going to call in the team. Now this time, let's see yourself asking the team for some advice. You don't have to do it this way, but this is my recommendation today. For some advice on your life review. How is your life being? What can you learn? They'll always tell you something. Oh, my. Just let them talk to you. Good work. And is there anything before we're going to leave there? Is there anything that you can do, that they'll tell you to do, that will help you get free of that limitation that came from whichever part of the life review you're getting? Okay. Now wrap that in light. And let them continue to work with you on your life review. Now let's do a political one. Let's see the team replicate themselves and bring in Mr. Obama or somebody you want to support that's in politics or in positions of power right now. Let's ask the team how to support and to help them. That's interesting. Okay. So I'll be interested in what you're perceiving and seeing in there. Now take a few deep breaths and wrap that scene in light. Take a few deep breaths. And call in universal light, call in some different colors, and have it run through the top of your head. And then out of your chest, send bright, bright pink energy out to move into the hot spots that you hear about in the news. Hot spots of loss, of anxiety, of war, of misalignment. You know, difficulty for various people around the world or animals. And just send that pink light all over the world till the whole world is flooded. And then have it circle all around the world and come back in your own chest. And you come back and close the healing room. And step back into your crystalline little disc and do some more spinning. Spin, 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 spin. And then come back into the room and let's talk. Let's talk about you. I'll give you the number. It's 888-815-9756. That is 888-815-9756. And you know, we have also the landline numbers, but first I'll just give you this one. I'd love to hear from you. Now, as far as life review go, it's really interesting. I did some channeling before the show, and we were talking to the guides about it, and they were reminding us that in the life reviews, which it's really hard work sometimes facing the reality of what you've been like at some point in your life. You might think that you were really hurt, but you actually hurt some people, and you, at least I'll talk about me, I actually hurt some people. And I also found this really interesting thing, which was how defensive, going back to defense and resistance, after a big initiation period in my life where everything I knew was ripped apart. I mean, it was incredible, and I was literally cracked, broken. But anyway, at that point, I established for myself a defended self. Okay, have you ever done that? And I really had this incredible tightness around my body, mind, and nobody could have penetrated that. It was really incredible how I look back and I can feel it. I can almost palpate it. You get the sense of what that's been like. Now, when I was talking to the guides, channeling it just before the show, they were reminding me to remind all of you that when you go in and you find those places and you see what it is that you erected as a defense, it's just reaction. It's not, you know, what we're after is who you really are. What you want to be is who you really are with your special piece of that universal consciousness that's yours. Remember, you're the only one in the universe that's you. So what you do when you set up those reactions is a response to pain. It's actually interesting because they said there's great value and great worth in that. Oh, goody. So I'll get to you in just 1 minute. And the great value and the great worth in that is how that becomes able to house a drive in you that's literally driving you to your own destiny, but it's inside that cocoon right now. Holler, you're on the air. Hello?
Oh, hi. I thought I lost you.
I thought I lost you. Here we all are.
I feel very fortunate to have connected with you today. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm struggling with depression. Been doing it for a long time. Been off meds for a year and a half, and just feel like I'm getting worse as hard as I work at myself to grow, and just am confused right now.
Can I have your age, just because it's hard to get time in this world?
Sure. I'm 56. I turned 56 in July.
Okay. Hang on a sec here. And what's your first name, or do you want to give it?
I'm sorry?
What is your first name, or do you want to give it?
It's Pat.
Okay. Hi, Pat. I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad you waited. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Brain pattern. Oh, my, my, my. Do you ever get energy work done by anybody?
No. I'm on disability, so I really can't afford to do much.
Did your disability come from a spine injury?
No, actually my son broke his back. I am on for chronic depression and bipolar.
Ah, that's what it is. Because here's what I'm seeing, is all the way up your spine there's this very dark cloud, and we're going to see if we can move some of it right now. And the problem with that, Pat, it's energy. We've got to teach you ways of releasing energy. The problem with it is those clouds that are inside people's energy fields actually influence how we think and feel. And did you took yourself off your meds? Was that safe to do that?
Yeah, I've been off for a year and a half. I'm basically, you know, I think probably I'm a little better every day, slightly with anxiety. So it's hard for me. I think about going back on, and then I think, well, you know, you're actually slowly, slowly doing better. So do you really want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm confused about that.
Do you think you're really bipolar?
No, I don't, although I'll get different answers. I'll
mm-hmm.
always get different answers, so I'm confused about that, too. And if I am, I think it's very, very slight. But, you know, I finally decided I wasn't, and then I emailed someone about some essential oils, and she said, and that'll help the bipolar. And I emailed her back. I said, I've never said anything about being bipolar. Do you think I am? And she didn't email me back. So once again, I've been given information that I am.
Well, I want to look and say I'm very concerned because you have this really dark cloud that's running down your spine. Now, the problem with that is we're always dealing with energies. That's the name of the game in this way of thinking. And the problem with that spine, it's like a furry energy going all the way up your spine and right up into the brain. It just keeps, it's like having an entity. It's not really an entity, but it's like having an entity. You think you're something, but it's that, not you. You see what I mean? And I want to... Go ahead.
No, I didn't. Did you say, I think it's what, but it's not?
I said you could think it was an entity, right?
Got it.
But I don't think it is. I think it's just old energy that's used to living there. Now,
okay.
And I think, did you have a really hard time with your dad?
I did, yeah.
Because I feel like there's something that you took on from your dad, and it's kept you, I don't think that you don't have to be chronically depressed, I don't think.
I really don't want to. You know, I feel like I've been working so hard, and I feel, you know, opportunistic at this point in my life, and in this year I have a chance to really change anything. So I'm kind of down that seem to be going backwards.
Okay, so what we're going to do is see if we can, I want everybody at home to wrap yourselves in light, and we're going to move some energy for Pat here. And that is a huge, huge influence on you. Is your son very depressed?
He's going through depression too, yeah.
Are you his caretaker?
Oh, no, he's fine. He has some internal paralysis with some organs. But other than that, he's mobile and doing quite well with a career.
Oh, good. Hey,
yeah.
That's great. But
yeah.
He's got a depression too, you know.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to run some energy on you, but I feel like it came down through the dad. And I feel like you can do a lot by moving energy. And I want you to focus. Everybody can do this one. Focus on the base of your spine. Okay, and then we'll ask for good. There's a lot of spirit energy here, and let's ask for our spirit guides to move bright, let's see, violet fire first, and then we'll use red. Violet fire up through, can you feel this? Right up through the base of your spine. Can you feel that?
I think so.
Okay, we're going to run it right up through your spine. Yeah. Until it gets through that, you've got a knot behind your heart, right up through that, and then right up over the top of your head, and then asking for help again from our spirit guides and angels, Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit. We're going to drop back down to the base of your spine, and we're going to run a red light all the way up your spine. And you know, it really catches around the heart both times.
Okay.
Your heart is very sad, honey.
Very what?
Sad.
Yes.
Where do you live?
I'm on the East Coast in Connecticut.
Okay. Is the weather horrible?
It's very humid now. We had about 40 days and 40 nights of rain.
And that was really a lot for you, wasn't it?
It was endless. It really, really endless.
Just a second. Well, what I want you to do is, first of all, clear out your energy fields as much as you can. Do you do your chakras?
Do I do chakras?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You know, the reason we do those is because they function like computer chips. They run aspects of our psychology. And I want you to brighten up your energy, because your energy responded. It's not completely done, but we're on the radio and I can't do the whole job. But it's your energy responds really well. And I'm telling you, if you can move that funny, cloudy stuff that's been hanging on your back and going over your head for quite a while, you're going to find you're a different woman, you see? So what you can do, because I can't talk to you forever here, but what you can do is use bells and run lights around you. You can run the platinum spiraling light through the top of your head and then cycle it right down through your spine and hitch it into the core of the earth. You see what I mean? But you've got a huge energy problem. There you are.
Okay.
It actually looks better right now. Do you feel a little bit different?
Yeah, my head feels a little clearer.
Okay. Well, my reading on you is that you have the ability to clear this. And you would like that because you're about to enter a time where you're going to have a lot more possibility. Are you totally on your own right now?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. You know what I want to say, Pat? That's a good thing. And the reason for that is because I see you have the capacity to change like nobody's business. I mean, you're going to change into more of who you really are. And also, I want to clear out the vibrations in your house with a bell or a sage, the smudge sticks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like the smell of those, and certain kinds of incense, Nag Champa is probably the least toxic, although some people can't stand the smoke, including me sometimes. But I would really clear out my house so that every time I shift my energy, I don't go back into a place that has my old energy. You see what I mean?
Okay. Should I call you and get some help in learning how to do this more?
I'd love that, you know. I'd love that.
Okay.
Wait till tomorrow, because just email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com.
Okay.
Because, yeah. Wait till tomorrow so I have time for you, okay?
Great. I love speaking with you. I'm really grateful that I got through today. Thank you so much. And thank you and everyone else for the help and the healing. Bless you.
Bless you. Thank you for your call, Pat.
Okay.
Now, that was really an interesting call because so many of us suffer so much because of energies. And she can move hers. Did any of you feel anything about that? And talk about a life review. Her energy, like any of us, comes from experiences with someone else at some earlier time. And that can be in other lives. I won't break down Pat's history here. But it can be from other lives. It can be from your soul's journey coming in from another galactic center. It can be from a number of things. But guess what? If it's energy, you can get going and move it. So what I was saying is that, and I'd love you to call in if any of you want to call in. What I was saying about the life reviews is the guides were very, very clear earlier that each thing that we're aware of, you know, as soon as you become aware of the attitude you had in some other circumstance and maybe you don't like it, there's a lot of value in the way you concocted your reaction to life and your defense. There's a tremendous value in it. So that's so that we don't denigrate ourselves. And if you come up with going back in time and asking for a life review, it's really interesting because you could freak out. You go, oh, I can't stand that. I want to stop. I want to change the channel. I don't want to be there. Stay with it because you're trying to move all the energies from your subconscious. And some of it is collective energy. Some of it's not just your own. And it's a great tool for removing influences from your subconscious level. I love it. I don't love it. I don't want to do it all the time, but it's been spontaneously happening to me throughout the last eclipses. And during the eclipse, I had an amazing time, too. I lost my glasses. That was the weirdest thing, because how I see, it's pretty important how I see things and so on is very important to me. And my father, as I've said before, is an optometrist. My partner has vision problems. It just seems really kind of interesting that all around me there's issues about sight. So here it is, the eclipse. And the eclipse is a time when things that you knew, I suppose my friend Deb O'Connor called in last week and told us information about the eclipse, which was very helpful. But it's the time where you, it depends on where it is in your chart apparently, but it's a time where you are eclipsed. So where you think you're headed, you maybe can't really experience that right now. You might forget where you're going because everything is eclipsed during that time. So it's interesting that I lost my glasses then. I'm still cogitating what that means. And I guess it's how I see, and that's got to change. Once again, talk about a life review. I have to kind of go through seeing things differently, or at least looking at how I see things. What happened to you during the eclipse? The other thing that could happen... Oh, I'll tell you about me after I've talked to you. You're on the air first. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Rebecca, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Rebecca. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Really well. Really well. Having a good time.
Last time I called in, I had a question regarding my dog, who I was concerned about his health, and you had talked to me about it. Mm-hmm. And I want to say thank you for that. It turns out that I needed to put him to sleep about a month later. But you gave me the insight on how he was doing and regarding if he was in a lot of pain. So it was a very hard decision, but it was really good to hear that from you.
Oh, good. I'm glad that we helped a little bit.
What was
his name?
It was Jerry.
Okay. I think I remember the call, actually.
Yeah, you talked about he was just a good, good dog, and I started crying on the air, and yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, I wanted to do the right thing for him, and as soon as he passed away, I could just tell when he went into the other dimension, he was so happy, so.
And he's very free. What kind of a dog was he?
He was like a kind of a Australian Shepherd, German Shepherd. He's about 35 or 40 pounds and just full of energy.
Aww. But he's frisky and frolicky now. He looks really good.
Yeah. I knew it was the best for him, even though it was hard for me. And he would have stuck around for me, but that wasn't the best thing for him. And so I was wondering, I'm in a huge transitional change right now.
Well, good. Join the club.
I know. Everybody's in upheaval and relationships are uncoupling and just a lot going on.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you see any blocks in my energy field to that it's preventing me from, like, moving forward and getting another job and also moving.
You want to do it all at once, huh? Yeah, you are going to move. You are going to move.
At the end of the month?
Yeah, do you want to stay in the town? Here's what it looks like. You might be moving a little east. Do you want to stay in the town where you are?
Well, I do, but it looks like a job, you know, jobs that I may get would be a commute. It could be like 40 miles one way, and that's a lot commuting around in the Bay Area in traffic.
That's tremendous, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. I applied for a job yesterday that I'm really interested in, and it took me an hour to get there and no traffic. So I could be gone 3 hours a day just commuting, you know, round trip.
Would you object to moving?
No. If it was the right position that I was really excited about, it would be a good thing for me to move to start in a new area.
The guys are saying you have a position coming up that is really interesting for you, and it will require a move, but it's not a long, long way, and you've explained why that would be relevant.
Okay, is this position I've already applied for, do you know?
No, but it's connected to a position you've already applied for. It's in the same environment as something you've applied for.
Okay, do I need to continue to do footwork, or is it going to come back to me somehow? You know, people are going to call up and say, hey, you know, check this out.
I think it's coming through a connection. But you know something, Rebecca? I would say keep doing your footwork because that energy going forward is always in your favor. But
okay,
I think it's going to come to you through somebody who's connected to where you applied.
Okay.
Are you applying to someplace out of town where you have a friend working?
Yes, I applied at one company, where a friend works, and another one was just something I found on the Internet, which I don't know anybody there.
Well, to cover everything, I would say keep on going and keep applying, but I get this sense that you're going to get some reference from somebody who's somewhere, and she wants you to come there, too. Okay.
Okay.
And it looks like it'll require a move, but I like the move for you. It's going to put you in a softer environment.
Okay, great. Okay, well, that sounds wonderful. I just love listening to this show and the show that you have on after it. So thank you very much for your service.
Thank you. And you'll love my guest today is Donna Eden. She's all about energy, and it's really inspiring.
Oh, great. And I have one question about your visualization.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you say to bring the light down through two balls.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about the balls stacked on top of each other coming down, or the balls are side by side and it comes through the middle of them?
One's over top of your head about 2 miles, and one is below your spine about 40 feet. So you shoot the light down from the upper ball. Oh, you mean a while ago I used to use two balls up above?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was because, and I never followed that through because I thought people were confused. But that is to draw in universal energies from way beyond where we're working. So I should do that one again. So yeah, that's it. And then you bring the light down through them from way out there, from a galactic center.
Yeah, and when you say through, are the balls on top of each other and they come right down the middle?
No,
or does it come through?
Side by side, and then it comes between.
Side by side.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bless your heart. Keep us posted.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. So that's an interesting call, too. There's so many people that are having job problems, but you know something? There are a lot of people who are, I talk to a number of people who are in transition, and there are a lot of people that are having amazingly creative responses to their job search these days. So don't give up, and always, always keep putting your resumes out there. Keep hitting the internet, because even if you think a job is coming, it's very smart to keep that energy flowing, isn't it? Because it means you're out there in the ethers. And when we were talking about 2012 some time ago, somebody who wrote a really interesting thing, he was Mayan, and he objected to some of the interpretations to the 2012 trauma drama. I think his name is Carrero or something. Wonderful article. Anyway, he reminded us at the end, he said, there is this wonderful shift going on, and it, you know, everybody on the planet's going to be shifting whether they want to or not. And he said that of the elements, it's going to be the ether that dominates. Isn't that wonderful? Which means that we use our visualizations, creating our reality tools and so on, and we will move forward even if we feel flummoxed by the fact that everything's so chaotic. Remember the old Greek thing is that you had to go into chaos in order to create something new. Well, there's a certain kind of chaos going on right now. You can't fall back on the old-fashioned security. So as you go into chaos, you create. And who creates? You do, with your mind, with your intentions, with your love of self, and also with an entrepreneurial spirit. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Hello?
Hi, Veronica. It's Beth.
Hi, Beth. How you doing?
Good. I love listening to you. That always brings joy to me.
Thank you.
Especially today, talking about transitions and being okay with the chaos, because, you know, out of chaos comes creativity and all that stuff, and that's always nice to hear and be reminded.
Mm-hmm.
But I was calling because I feel like there is no chaos in my life right now. It's sort of like, I feel like there's like a smooth pond and there's stuff going on underneath there and I'm ready for it, but I'm also scared that it may not come to pass.
Oh, how interesting.
So basically my business plan, yeah, like my company. It's like, I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Okay, so let's just take a look at you and your soul journey. Now, how old are you?
40. I'll be 41 in October.
Okay. Just a sec here. You know, what's interesting is you've got a smooth pond, but you're very afraid to take an action, aren't you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, because you have a big dream, and I'm going, you know what? It's like you're frozen inside about something. And is it, you know, I know you're a Libra. Is it an indecision? Is that the problem?
Yeah, I think it's also, I was afraid to call my relatives for the money for the company.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's just it. I keep on feeling like I'm frozen, and I keep pushing myself to do it, because it's sort of like if it's not going to happen, then I need to know so I can move on mm-hmm. and do something, you know, and figure out how else to get the money. But yeah, I do feel like I'm still like frozen. There. Like,
well, I want to say this.
Yeah,
that,
know.
You know, when you're frozen like that, it's interesting because you have some really deep, strong plans. I think you must have some Scorpio in your chart, too, because it looks like you have a deep, strong plan, but it's just sitting there. It's doing nothing. And when, why don't you draw it up and express it to yourself in visions and so on and at least get that energy going? So it's funny. You can't really make a transition when you're stuck in one spot, can you?
No. Well, I think there's also this part of me. I mean, I am trying. You know, I'm reading the scripts and I'm talking to people and stuff. But now I'm kind of at the standstill because I'm waiting to see if I'm going to get the money or not. And
have you already
I'm putting
asked
out
them?
There? I'm going to get. I
have
did,
you?
And
okay.
then he said, "Let's talk this week, and I called him, but he hasn't called me back yet. So.
I think you're going to get some money. Your presentation, though, this
okay.
is really important, Beth. Your presentation
okay.
has to tighten up and be much more sparky, because whatever it is you want to do, it's a production company, right?
Yeah.
Whatever it is you want to do, you're not, let's see. There's a part of the way you're putting things out into the world that doesn't have any spark. Remember, we need the spark to generate reaction. See what I mean? And
yes.
It's like, here I come, ready or not, but inside I'm going, now I'm holding back, and I'm not going anywhere. And I want to tease you and go, we know you better than that. Now, come on.
Right.
My recommendation would be to call up all of your resistance. You know, if you're afraid of making an ass of yourself, you know what? You call that up and feel it and release it, because that's not what you're doing. You're just having the courage to move forward is all. You know, so call up the feeling of being afraid of making a fool of yourself. Call it up and feel it and dance around with it and then command total release, or tell your angels to please take it. Because you're not making a fool of yourself. You have two more opportunities to really push this thing forward, and I think it could be very good for you, actually.
Okay.
And once the wheels start turning.
And I think so, too. I mean, I really feel very strongly that this is my calling.
Good.
Production and just, you know, yeah, I really do. So.
You've got money coming,
yeah.
Darling, but you're going to get two more sources as well. Okay, and the guides are asking you to go in there and release some resistances, and call them up. Say, okay, I don't even know what the resistances are. Tell me, right? They'll show you.
Sure.
And get releasing those things, and then start visualizing with more vehemence, and you'll find yourself probably within the next 6 weeks or so really getting going, like in a big way.
Oh, there's a part of me that kind of feels that already. Ah, thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, so visualize, talk to myself about why I have this resistance and take it away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, the still pond is
yeah.
you, and you don't want it to be still. You want to make it chaotic.
You're right. And that's just it. It's being okay with the chaotic, you know, like the craziness, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly
okay.
it. And be kind
yeah,
to yourself.
I love that. You're right.
Take care. Thank you for your call.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Now, I just want to talk about my next show, which is Paradigm Shifters, comes on at 5 o'clock. And the woman that I'm interviewing today is really exciting, Donna Edens. Hang on, I'll be with you in one moment. I'm glad you called. Donna Edens wrote a book called Energy Medicine, and now she's got Energy Medicine for Women and for the Men Who Love Them. And she's doing two big workshops in the next little while, and you'll hear about it on Paradigm Shifters at 5 o'clock today. I love what she does. She makes me feel like we could fly with our health and not even worry about health insurance. I don't recommend you all cut off your health insurance at this point. But she's really worth listening to. All right, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. It's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, actually.
Good.
I just, you know, and I always say that, and then I go, oh, yeah, right. I'm getting ready tomorrow. I got a call from the pain clinic, Integrated Pain Clinic Center, and they had run out of my cards. So I wrote up this new little doo-wah. It's very professional looking. I'm quite pleased with myself. But I went through a whole gamut of things to even get it out. And tomorrow I'm going in. I'm like shaking in my boots, which I'm not wearing.
Are you shaking in your bare feet with your painted toenails?
Yeah. Painted with mud. I've been slumped around in water because we haven't had any. Anyways.
What people don't know is Vicki is a wonderful, wonderful healer and has a whole pile of animals, horses and dogs, eh?
And I have a new one now. I have a frog that lives in my little pond fountain that I made, and it sits there and eats bees.
Oh, wow.
And I'm always going, isn't your belly getting stung? It's a very buzzy frog.
Does he talk to you?
Yes.
Do you call him Buzz?
Excuse me?
Do you call him Buzz?
Yeah, I do. How did you know?
I don't know.
he does this really strange stretching stuff after he eats about 10 of them. Mm-hmm. And then he gives out a couple burps, and then he's back to eating more. It's quite amusing to me during the day.
Okay, so back to you. You have good business coming up there, you know. And one of the things about you, and I'm going to talk about you behind your back here, is that you need to know.
Wait, let me turn around. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I don't know why there's a phone ringing here, but anyway, you need to know how good you are, and that's the thing that's going to bring your visualization into clarity. You understand what I mean? And you need to hold the light. We want everybody at home to just see Vicki, or any of you looking for work, just seeing Vicki and her cards just illuminated there, and it's going to be an interesting visit, actually. You're going to talk very briefly to one woman, I think.
Uh-huh.
They're not, it's not an interview.
I thought about going in because for people that are in the waiting center, what I did is just basically for relaxation tips. It doesn't go into all the energy stuff and any of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just basic, easy relaxation tips, and they can read that while they're waiting for their appointment with the doctors.
Oh, yeah.
And then I thought about going back in and seeing if I could get a group meeting with the doctors that were there. And now I really start shaking. But
you know something? You're going to help. Remember this. You're going in to help bridge.
Yeah.
It's not about you being right for them.
Yeah, I'm thinking of calling it healing in tandem.
Oh, that's good.
With them.
That's a great idea. And do you know any of the doctors?
I know one. I haven't seen her for about a year.
I feel like you've got some support there. When you're really scared, call in. What we were going to talk about today, I've gotten on with calls, which I prefer anyway, but we were going to talk about today is finding your own dharma in the middle of the collective.
Uh-huh.
So in a way, that's what we're talking about with you. And when I see you going in to talk to them, you don't have to be afraid at all. You're bringing in something new to them. And one and a half, I would say, are already embracing what you're doing. And then you're going to turn that tide a little bit. So you won't get all of their approval at once, but you'll get some, and I think you'll be in there, and they'll watch you as an experiment or as a potential. So, and that's okay with you.
Yeah.
You're feisty. They're not going to hurt your feelings, I don't think. It doesn't look like it.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're the only one that hurts your feelings.
Right, I'm the only one that does. But I noticed when you were doing one of the exercises with one of the women that called in, mm-hmm. bringing the light up through the spine, and I noticed mine got hung up in the middle of my back, and then it kind of moved right up when I got it moved through there to my throat. And
you know, this is a very good example of how scared we are to get into our own light and put it out into a well-established collective, like the medical, right?
Yes, and knowing that the work does work, even if it is, you have to experience it to understand it, really, and then they don't understand it, so.
And I just want to say, this is not yours, you're a conduit, and that's, to me, is such a savior. Well, inside of myself, that helps me so much. It's not mine, it's coming through. And isn't that great that you get a chance to take it to a place like that?
Yeah, so I'm wondering if I should opt, if it's being in, because I'm letting my office space that I have now, I'm downsizing because the space is just, the affordability is just isn't there for me to keep that space. So I'm going to move to a little smaller space,
mm-hmm.
save a little money. And but I don't know if they have, what I would really like to do is be in that space under that, you know, that would be really cool.
Under that clinic umbrella.
Yeah.
That's a possibility, but, you know, I'll tell you what. You're going to have to break in bit by bit because you're breaking somebody else's belief structures apart.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But you can do it. It's going to be very nice, and then you can ask for what you want in a little while. You know, the proof is in the pudding, and you're very good. So don't let your fear tell you how to step forward because, you know, got to get the mud off your boots, girl.
Right.
And I really think you're going to do just fine.
Okay.
And But I don't see them all jumping in and going, hot diggity, let's bring her forward. I think it'll be more like you'll sell a little of them and they give you a chance, and then the others will say hot diggity a little later.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
So is it a good idea that I set up a time with all the doctors to see, or the ones that are interested anyway?
Yeah. How many are there? Seven?
I think so.
I think you're going to get a big meeting, like five.
Oh, good.
And some of them are going to watch to see what happens.
Uh-huh.
And there's one of them that you're going to do an exam, a thing with that.
Good.
I think he will need, that's a he person. And he will need to have a really, so talk about Thomas. There's doubting Thomas, you know. And he will need to be the doubting Thomas, and you work on him and he's sold. So he's a little bit crankety poo, but you can handle that. You're an Aries.
Yeah, I like those. They're more of a challenge.
Yeah. And also you know where they stand. You don't, some of the other ones we don't know where they stand. Anyway,
yeah.
I have to go or they'll
okay.
hook me off stage here.
Okay.
All right, darling. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, that was an interesting call as well. So when you want to find your own dharma in the middle of the collective, a lot of times it's following what prompts itself through you. If you're doing a life review, look back on all those experiences and see how that inner part of you is driving forward and being protected by your reactions. So it's not a waste of time. I want to say I'm going to be on with Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness Thursday night, and I'm looking forward to that. It's Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Next week on Paradigm Shifters, I don't know what we'll talk about on Radiance, maybe more of this stuff and see what's going on with the collective. But my Paradigm Shifter next week is a fellow named Dr. MD, Preston Waring, and he's done something amazing. He was a kind of a semi-retired doctor who needed to choose what he wanted to do next, and he started setting up farmers markets around big hospitals, Kaiser hospitals, and it caught on like wildfire and is all over the country. He's a really interesting man. He's even written a cookbook, so you know how to use all these veggies and fruits. He's kind of a character, so he'll be a lot of fun or very interesting on Paradigm Shifters at 5 o'clock. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and if you want, and some of you do get in touch with me, and I love that. If you'd like to be in touch with me to tell me about the shows, or suggested guests, or to have a session with me, because it's something else I love to do. It's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. That's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. So happy churning as the universal energies spin and whirl, and so do our energies spin and whirl. Guide them intentionally, and let's all whirl to a higher radiance. Much love. Thank you for listening.